This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Tuesday, February 13th. Well, good news for grain traders as the U.S. dollar drops from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
That's why part of wheat is rallying. Now, interesting thing about wheat is that drought concerns in those plains are really driving that market higher, but there has been a real scramble of this short covering. You know, after the first run-up and the market started to come back down, a lot of funds really started to add to their short position. Now, we knew that if we got to a point that they would start to cover again and really push the market higher, and it seems that we have gotten to that point. So in the hard red wheat, that had traders worried that there was going to be some real crop damage, although we haven't gotten to the point of no return yet. So maybe something can happen that the hard red wheat would still be okay, and we're not going to really know if there's going to be any damage still for quite a while.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 15 at 464. March corn was up 5 at 366 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 530 to 552. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 12, ranging from 622.5 to 642.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 6.5, ranging from 725 to 740. Live cattle for February were up 60 cents at 127.07.5. March feeder cattle were up $1.47.5 at 147.62.5. And February class 3 milk was unchanged at 1347.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.